Hey guys, this is Andy here with Natural Resource Stocks. Liberty Gold asked me to come out and see the Black Pine project. Great project, very interested in. And I wanted to take you guys along with me to places you can't go. And this is our first stop. Wanted you to meet the team and hear the story. So let's go up and meet the team. This is Andy, I'm with the Liberty Gold team. Pete, we're at Black Pine Mine. Great history, very rich. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, Andy. It's great to have you out here on site. Black Pine has a mining history going back over 100 years. This was originally mined in the late 1890s for silver, lead, and zinc. It was mined again for gold in the 30s and 50s, and most recently was mined for gold in the 1990s, and Liberty Gold is going to be the next chapter in the story of Black Pine as we take Black Pine back into production.
Can we go ahead and see it?
Let's go up on the mountain and get a little more up close and personal with Black Pine.
Love to come.
All right.
Pete, tell me about Liberty Gold.
Yeah, Andy. So Liberty Gold was originally spun out from a company called Frontier Gold that was acquired by Newmont Mining for $2.3 billion in cash in 2011. So we were spun out as a new exploration company looking for the next Long Canyon. And it turns out finding quality assets like that is actually pretty hard to do. So we think we found the next one here with Black Pine. So we picked up Black Pine in 2017. The opportunity came up and the company that had it ended up selling it to us for $800,000 in cash and about $300,000 in Liberty Gold stock at the time. So it was a very good acquisition for us. And it took us some time to absorb what we had here. We knew the potential here with Black Pine right away by coming to the pit and looking at these pit walls and looking at these big, thick exposures of mineralized material. We knew right away this had the potential, but it took us time to absorb the data, create a comprehensive 3D geologic model, and start targeting with drilling. First drill holes here were in 2017, and now we are on drill hole number, I believe, 1,262. So that's how we've worked here. We're very drill and aggressive. We like to find gold, and here at Black Pine, you do that through drilling. So we're actively drilling right now. Love to take you to go see some of our rigs in action next. But here's a great view behind us of what we call the main discovery area. This is all mineralized material that we're looking at here. Mineralized carbonates. So this is what we call Pole A, a subdivision of our unit, but overall everything that you're looking at here is mineralized. And this is where we're going to begin mining on year one, is right here. So we're looking forward to getting in here and to start mining this material.
So Pete, how does that look like? So are you going to put like a dozer up there? Do you blast that? I mean, just tell me about that and then the process of that.
It's going to start small and get progressively larger and larger. So yeah, there'll be a dozer up there cutting out a big flat area. Then we drill it with a blast rig and we blast what's called a bench. Trucks come in and haul that bench away. Then we drill and blast another bench and so on and so on. So the mining will start slowly. Very quickly we will ramp up.
So the gold is right there. It's in there.
It's everything that you're seeing right up there. So we're very lucky here. The gold is oxide. It's easily accessible. and it's everywhere. And so it makes it a very simple, straightforward type of gold deposit where the gold is very fine grain, but it's easily extractable with cyanide. So that's our money rock right there.
So let's go see some drilling.
Let's go see some drilling. That sounds good. Come on, Andy.
Fantastic. So Pete, what do we got here for gold and for Liberty Gold, and what's the drill program looking like for really walk me through the rest of the year?
Yeah, so with our most recent resource study that's going to feed into the feed study, we're right at 6 million ounces total endowment. So that makes it a pretty sizable gold deposit, but we're not done finding gold yet. We're at a point where we need to focus on the fees and building the mine, but we're still looking for gold. So we are drilling right now. We have two rigs on site running 24/7. We're having a third rig show up tomorrow that'll also be running 24 hours a
That's
day.
That's three rigs.
Three rigs.
Love total. The aggression.
Our goals for this year are condemnation drilling, drill out the waste dumps, drilling the first years of mine life into the measured category. And we're also doing exploration, trying to build the resource. We kind of have a rough goal in mind of adding 500,000 ounces to the existing resource. And we think we can get there with enough drilling. Black Pine's an amazing mountain, and we still haven't found the edges of the system. So there's a lot of work to do there. There's also a lot of work to do to get us into final engineering and get this one across the line. So lots of fun stuff going on. That's National Drilling out there right now. They're doing a great job.
So really lots of exploration, this Liberty Gold. What do you have? It's not over. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. Yeah, we have a lot more work to do here. So you'll have to come out when we're pouring our first gold and when we're doing more exploration further up on the mountain.
We'd love to. Come in.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Matt, talk to me about permitting, talk to me about Fast 41, the significance of it, and where you're at with Liberty Gold.
Yeah, you bet. The permitting that's required here, as a lot of people would understand, is both required of both federal and state permitting. There's a couple of dozen of actual individual permits that are required, and it takes place over the course of several years. The significance of Fast 41 is it's a coordinated effort overseen by the Federal Permitting Council that creates additional oversight and assurances that each step is tracked and managed and watched, and there's accountability to that all the way through that process, and provides some more assurance that you've got a more predictable outcome and a more predictable timeline, especially at the end of it.
So Liberty Gold is the first company to go through this process of Fast 41, is that correct?
Not quite. There's only a couple of gold companies that have gone through as a fully covered project under Fast 41. There's also a transparency portal for Fast 41 that's of a lesser degree. But with Liberty Gold and Black Pine, we are a fully covered project. And towards the tail end of that certification there, the state of Idaho under Governor Little actually signed a memorandum of understanding with the Federal Permitting Council to get full implementation and coordination with all of the state permitting agencies along with the federal permitting agencies, BLM and the U.S. Forest Service, all aligned with that same time frame that is going to go up on the Fast 41 timetable that's publicly divulged on their website. So we are the first company under Fast 41 covered project to ever achieve both federal and state coordination like that.
So you got the state and the federal government working together to get this through to the finish line, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. And with additional scrutiny on it, if you will, from an external agency. With the Federal Permitting Council, they assign essentially a project manager to us, in this case, the Black Pine Mine, to help track that. And you see the deadlines coming up, and all of these agencies have committed to different timelines within that same piece, that overall piece, and they're followed and tracked very closely with that, and that's where your assurance comes from. There's a lot of of networking within the agencies that makes that happen. So it was a really big step, and we really appreciate that with the governor and the state of Idaho's support.
So nothing circumvented, nothing really changes, just really the transparency and then everybody working together, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, FAST-41, it's an acronym. It doesn't mean fast. We're not skipping any steps. We're not bypassing any regulations, no criteria, all the same permits. It's just a more coordinated effort between all of the agencies to, again, get a more assured and a more predictable outcome. There's no sidestepping anything.
So with this process, a new process, I might add, can you give us an ETA and when you'll be permitted to mine? That's what all the investors want to know.
Earlier this year, earlier in 2026, is when we became officially a covered project. And where we stand right now, and this is the calendar, again, that all the federal agencies and all the state permitting agencies agreed to, that will allow us to achieve a final record of decision in January of 2028. So it's a little bit under 2 years. The notice of intent here just recently was published. That's what starts our formal EIS process, the environmental impact statement process. And typically that's been a two-year window, and this would allow us to achieve that in about 3 months less than that.
Excellent. So you're probably 19 months out is a guess.
Yeah, that's our projected timetable.
Thanks, Matt. Let's go talk to Tyler about the mine build.
My pleasure.
We just talked to Matt about permitting. What are we looking at here, Tyler?
Yeah, so Tyler Cole, Vice President of Project Development. We're going to talk about how we transition from engineering into actually constructing the mine. We're standing in one of the historic pits that was mined in the 90s by Pegasus Gold. And this does fall within the footprint of one of our planned pits that we will eventually mine out. But right now, yeah, we're just looking at finishing the engineering work so that we can set up the construction of the mine.
Well, talk to me a little bit about when we drove up across here, where you're going to put the heap leach pad. That's an ideal location. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have identified and proposed a location for our heap leach pad that is pretty much as ideal as it gets. It's this nice, flat, gently sloping section of land, and so we can use gravity to our benefit. It actually helps reduce the reliance on pumping for us.
Got it. And talk to me a little bit about what we're looking at here with the rocks here. It looks like I'm looking at some gold, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have, we are very fortunate in the sense that there is gold mineralization everywhere on this property. So this is, like I said, one of the open pits that was mined in the 90s by Pegasus. It does fall within the footprint of one of our planned future pits. And from a mining perspective, it's about as straightforward as it gets. We just have to drill and blast the rock. Then we haul it to the heap leach pad and apply solution where we collect the gold. What that means is there's no crushing required, there's no grinding, there's no flotation. So not only from a mining perspective is it simple, but from a construction standpoint, it's also very simple because, yeah, all of the infrastructure we need is basically, you know, an admin building, a truck shop, the ADR plant, and the heap leach pad itself. And so because of that, it will only take us a single construction season to from start to finish.
Elizabeth Campbell, Liberty Gold, Community Relations Coordinator. What's interesting to me is really the impact that it's going to have here on the community in southern Idaho and northern Utah. And these are your people. Talk to me about that, the economic implications, and how this project is being received by the people.
People love this project. People are super excited about this project. I spend a lot of time out in the community, visiting county fairs, going to schools, city council meetings, different events like that. And the biggest question that I get is, when are you guys going to open? We're so excited for this. I get parents asking, when are you hiring? My son is an electrician, or my son is just about to finish his diesel mechanic certification. When are you hiring? And so I tell them, well, I have a list. We're collecting names and we aren't hiring yet, but soon enough I will be able to call you and say, here, go to this QR code or go to this website. And I'm really excited to let these people know that we're going to have lots of job opportunities for people in our community.
Now, this is traditionally an agricultural employer, an agricultural business area. How is that different with Liberty Gold, and how do these jobs pay with Liberty Gold relative to the other jobs that are available in the community?
I think one thing that will be important is there's going to be consistency with the pay with Liberty Gold jobs. There's going to be, you know, there's a lot of fluctuation in the market with agricultural jobs. And a lot of times with these agricultural jobs, the family farm or the family ranch, you get these kids who grow up living the perfect life. You know, it's the life that they know, and they love it, and they want to come back to it. But the family farm can't always support all of the kids that grew up on the family farm. And so I love the fact that this is going to be an opportunity for those kids. They can come and work at the mine, they can have a great paying job, they can have benefits, they can have holiday pay, things like that, and then they can still have the benefit of going and helping on the ranch. They can go home and help on the farm during harvest and important times like that. So they can really benefit from both worlds, the business world and the good paying jobs and the stability that comes from that, but then they can also enjoy the ranch life, the home life, the beautiful rural Southern Idaho agricultural life that we all love.
So you mentioned that agricultural, this being an agricultural area, has there been any apprehension or like people are like, no, because you guys are a mine, you're gonna affect our water, that sort of thing? Talk to me about that.
Absolutely, yeah, water is a big issue in Southern Idaho. We all depend on it. That's our livelihood right there, whether we're farmers or ranchers, water is huge. And so I do get a lot of questions about water. People are very concerned about that. And so I love that I can tell people that we have the Goldilocks situation here on Black Pine. We have either acquired all of our own water rights when we go into production. We've either purchased those ourselves, or we've got some lease options with local farmers that essentially when we go into production, we will lease their land from them, and that land will rest, so they won't be farming that land anymore. And their water will go into the Idaho Water Bank, and then the mine will lease the water from the Idaho Water Bank. And one of the benefits of that is that when you move water from an agricultural position into a mining situation, there's actually a cut. So there will be a reduction of water use in the aquifer than there is right now. And that's a huge sell. When I tell that to people, they get really excited and they go, oh, that's great. That's a really a key point.
It becomes a no-brainer, correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah,
when you mentioned that.
Definitely, yeah. Because they're very concerned, because it takes a lot of water to mine. And so when people find that out, then they get really concerned that we're gonna be using a lot of water. And so when I say we're actually gonna be using less water than is currently being used by local farmers, they go, oh, okay, well, carry on.
Well, tell me about how did you get involved with Liberty Gold, and to all my viewers and listeners, Elizabeth told me a great story here of driving up in a truck, but I want you to tell that story and that really, how that made you feel a part of the team and just really buy into everything that's going on.
Yeah, I love telling this story. They literally found me on the heap. You guys have already talked to my boss, Pete Shabasteri, and there's the history of the mine is, so we have a legacy heap leach on the mountain, and that water situation has been managed by the Forest Service all these years. And so they need a seasonal employee every year that manages that water system. And I had the opportunity to have that job for 12 years. Just after they ran out of local teenagers to do the job, they called my husband, who had been working with the teenagers, just hiring them to move pipe on our farm. And they said, hey, could you do this job for us? And my husband said, no, I have my farm to run, that's fine. But my wife could maybe do that for you as a part-time job. And so I did that for 12 seasons. And I didn't know very much about the system. The Forest Service had told me kind of some key things and told me, people shouldn't be in this area right here. You know, they've thrown around words like arsenic and cyanide and nitrates and kind of taboo words like that, but they didn't explain why. I didn't fully understand it. The biggest thing is they had said no one should ever be in this area, this fenced off area. So one day I drove up to do my job and there was a pickup in my road and there was a gentleman standing on the fence and he was kind of looking over like this, and I got a little defensive because I'd been told no one should be in this area. And the guy was really nice. He said, hey, what are you doing up here? And I said, well, what are you doing up here? And we chatted about why we were both up there. And it turned out it was my boss, Pete, now with Liberty. And we chatted for about an hour there on the mountain. And I told him what I was doing. And the next day he called and offered me a job. So I started with him as the environmental technician, and I did that for about a year. And then Pete realized that that didn't play to my strengths. I really am more of a people person. And so after about a year of doing the environmental tech work, Pete said, let's put you to work in the community. I'm already very active in the community, as well as my husband. My kids go to the local school system. I was a volunteer EMT for about 10 years. I'm one of those PTA moms for about 15 years now. My husband is on the board of directors at the local power company. He was the a scoutmaster for a lot of years. We volunteer with our church. We are very heavily invested in our community. And it's exciting to be able to share the story of Liberty Gold as we just continue to do what we've always done in our community.
Hey guys, thanks for coming along with us. NRS Ground Game, that's what we're calling this. Listen, here are my thoughts. This is really a project. It's more than 6 million ounces of gold, and that's what they got. And they got more than that. I believe they got more than that. They're gonna hit that with their exploration targets, and seeing is believing. That's why we came out here. But it's more than that kind of a project. This is a project about great people. And great people, and the Salton Earth people with Elizabeth Campbell, who I had just the pleasure of spending time to. She brought that energy and that spirit of Utah and Southern Idaho with her, just really down to earth, and people, the American dream, that just want to better themselves and better their families and want to make some good living for themselves. This is about Pete, who is this rogue Indiana Jones type that is an explorer at heart, and he's just a treasure seeker and just does it for the thrill, but also surrounds himself with great people. It's about Tyler Cole and just his understanding and working and his development in developing Liberty and Liberty Gold. And it's about Matt, you know, just his expertise in fast tracking this, getting this through Fast Track 41, knocking it out of the park, and then getting the permits and just offering great value to the shareholders. So Liberty Gold is more than that. It's just more than a project of rocks. And they got great rocks. It's about great people. Signing off, hope to see you again on the road with my producer, Colby. Look for the next time. This is The Ground Game with NRS. Thank you.